The following is a paid advertisement of St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics. References to any specific product, services, or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by St. Anthony Hospital, Carroll Broadcasting, or its advertisers. The views expressed by the host or guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. Welcome to the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. Dr. Godding specializes in joint preservation, reconstruction, and replacement surgery, and brings over 25 years of orthopedic excellence to St. Anthony Hospital and to the Carroll area. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Orthopedics, go to stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.
Good Sunday morning, Iowa. It's Dr. Rick Godding, and thank you for choosing to spend some time with me here today. Well, we're well into the holiday season, so I typically will do a Christmas and a New Year's episode. I will combine those today because I'm taking a couple of weeks off. My oldest daughter, Sydney, is a senior and in high school, and this is her final Christmas at home, so I wanted to really take time and enjoy being with her this last sort of big break that she has in school. Of course, there's spring break, but that typically doesn't involve parents as much. at least in the seniors, her school has a senior trip, and we're going to go, but I know she's not going to be hanging out with us. So it is that time. It is that time, and I love this time. But before we start talking a whole lot about Christmas and the New Year's and how you can use this time to not just be grateful, but chart a course for better health in the next year. Speaking of health, so of course, one of the things that I see a fair amount of is fractures. And I have talked about it, you know, and I've kind of really more emphasized being safe for people who are a little bit older. But this time of year, with this ice, everybody needs to be careful. So I know it goes without saying you need to be careful, but really, we've seen just a flurry of fractures in our ER, and I know they've been super busy around the state. And, you know, if you have to, first of all, always be thinking of black ice. When you see a sidewalk, you know, try to get a little bit of an angle on it, on your eyes, and just understand that there could be some black ice. If you use a cane or a walker in your house, but typically don't use it outside of your house, this is an excellent time of year to take that outside with you. If you're going to go outside. Now, again, I talked about in surfing, there's a couple of sayings that go around in surfing. One is go big or go home. Well, that's not what we're talking about. And that's kind of the opposite of the one that's key here. And that is when in doubt, don't go out. And so they're basically, in surfing, you're saying, you know, if you think those waves are too big for you, if you're thinking about it, they're too big for you. If you don't have to go out and you're looking at the conditions and you think, you know, I'm not sure I should go to the store and get my soup or whatever. I mean, unless it's an emergency, you know, when it's not good out there, just stay inside, because it's, like I said, regardless of how old you are, we've had fractures, ice related fractures from all different age groups, but it is certainly much, much more likely if you fall, if you are over, and then in each decade, you know, your likelihood of sustaining a fracture and a bad fracture that is going to necessitate a surgery. You know, if you're in your 50s, it's, you know, kind of bad. I probably wouldn't break my hip if I fell on the ice. Almost certainly wouldn't. I mean, you know, I work out a lot. I should have good bone stock. 10 years, though, and you're 65. Even if you work out, there's a reasonable chance, 75, if you fall on the ice and you hit your hip, you're going to break it. All of these age groups, even the youngest, are susceptible to ankle fractures, tibia fractures. Tibia and fibula, those are the bones between your knee and your ankle. Wrists, elbows, shoulders, rotator cuff tears. I mean, there's a litany of fracture types that can come with really any age group. And so every age group needs to pay attention this time of year. But most specifically and most significantly is if you're over 60. That's when things get really dangerous. And I mean, even you know, once you're in your 70s, even, you know, a little fall in the house onto the carpet can cause all kinds of damage. It's one of those things where I really, really you know, we try to emphasize, just like I said, if you don't have to go out, if the conditions are poor, if you don't have to go out, you know, don't. And you can be fooled, of course. If it's 40 degrees and everything's melting, you still got to watch for ice that hasn't melted yet. And if it's, you know, 40 degrees one day and the ice is melting and the next day it's back down, especially if it's back down the next day below freezing, that's when that black ice. And of course, you need to be paying attention when you're driving. But I mean, it's just, we just see so many people having these tremendous, not in a good way, tremendously bad fractures. So just want to keep that front and center. And then, of course, it is the Christmas time of year, and I love Christmas. I love Easter. I am a Christian, and I work in a Christian hospital, so they allow me to talk about it. And I just, you know, it is just that year of gratitude, and you know, we're trying to really, really tamp down the consumerism. You know, they've now consumerized Advent, and they have Advent calendars that are each day is a, maybe it's each week. It must be each day, a small gift, and then a big gift on the Sundays. I was like, oh man. When my daughters were little, we did Advent every year, and they would read the stories all the way. And we haven't done it this year, and partially because I've just been so busy, and they're so busy as late teenagers, you know, they're so busy, they hardly have time. But the fact that Advent has now turned into calendars that that are gifts every day instead of just the gift of the story of Jesus' birth, it's, you know, we just try to push back against that, the consumer aspect of it. And you know, even if you're not a Christian, you can certainly, I think, relate to the idea that hope in the world, that there's a reason behind it, right? And a reason behind, you know, all of the tremendous things that happen when people adopt a lifestyle, and they're even just trying. Now, you know, if you're legitimately trying to, you know, the example of Jesus front and center, even if you are not a Christian, I mean, love your neighbor, love your enemies, don't allow people to sort of neglect the people in the community that need help, you know, don't lie, don't steal, you know, honor your parents. I mean, there's a moral framework there that if everybody just would aspire to. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody's going to be perfect, but if there's just this goal, this set of principles and morals that we could aspire to, you know, I think it moves society into a good good position. And you know, and I think it's real important right now in the age of AI to get the kids away from electronics and, you know, and read the Bible to them and talk about the lessons and those kind of things. I was in Best Buy the other day, and I saw this little thing, and it's like a snow globe, but inside it there's a 3D video that plays, and I guess anytime you touch it, it comes on. And I sat there, I said, that's kind of interesting. And it's AI related. And so what it does is it says, oh, hey, there's a little video, and this little kid comes in and touches it and says, hi, I'm whatever the fairy is, and I'm your friend. And then, what would you like to do? And he says, oh, can you tell me a story about me and my friend Sally? And yes, you and Sally were walking along. And it's like, wow, the framework for children, especially, to be getting their validation from AI, and their sense of self and their sense of worth from AI versus from humanity and from the idea of God or a larger spiritual, you know, however your personal beliefs would go. I just think, you know, and you hear of these teenagers who, and not just teenagers, even adults, who get these AI chatbots. And so these are things you can load on to your phone and they can talk to you. And so people start asking them for personal advice. And, you know, there's some lawsuits because some kids have done some self-harm, and the parents go back and look, and the AI chatbot has encouraged it at times. And I just think that in this time where you have all of these things coming at your kids and at yourself, you know, it's time to, I think, really lean into humanity, into your own humanity, and into teaching that humanity to your kids. And, you know, even just the little things, like if I'm at the grocery store, I'll wait in line a little bit, maybe not too long, but at least a little bit, to go through the line with a human being there. And that's because, one, I like interacting with human beings. Now, sometimes I'm in a hurry, and I 100%, Like, I got to get out of here. I'll go right through that that automatic line. But as much as I can and as much as I can take the time, I lean into, you know, interacting. And, you know, I try to always, you know, hey, how's your day? You know, just, and I think, you know, I think that that's, I think one thing that Christmas can really remind us of this year is our humanity and our need to lean into our humanity. And, you know, I think it doesn't get any more clear for me than the fact that children are being encouraged to befriend AI. What that makes clear to me is that we need to really be thinking about this more than we are, this AI thing. And, you know, one of my colleagues, a doctor, she's a cardiologist, and she said that one of her patients told her that he bought a robot and that the robot, they paid X number of dollars, I think he said $20,000. For the robot, and then $500 a month, and all that robot does all day is clean your house, do your dishes, do your laundry. And I thought, oh my goodness. I mean, on the one hand, it's like the ultimate luxury. On the other hand, you have a humanoid robot that's going to be in your house, and you know eventually those things are going to be talking back to you. And I don't know if this one does or not. I didn't really look into it. I just thought it was an interesting story. But yeah, and I mean, and so if we're going to have these. It looks like before too long, we're going to have very realistic humanoid robots. I think you'll be able to tell the difference probably for a very, very, very long time. But psychologically, to have a humanoid and very human-looking robot roaming around your house or roaming around your place of business, it's just, I don't know. I think we should be thinking about these things, but more than we are. But definitely, to me this year, one of the big things that Christmas is reminding me of is that humanity is a little bit being pushed to the side in favor of, you know, convenience and profit and all these things. And people talk about how much less struggle there will be in life without, you know, if the robots are doing this and doing that. But yeah, but they're also going to be taking away some jobs. And then there people say, well, you know, if people aren't working, they can be super creative all the time. Like, well, okay. But a lot of people are just going to sit in the basement and eat junk food and play video games. So, you know, it's tough. I mean, if you in the Bible, in Genesis, it talks about God giving people work as something that, like, you're never going to get rid of. You need to work. And that's kind of, I believe that that's the case. And I don't think you can have a real deep self-worth if you don't do something. I mean, you don't have to necessarily draw a paycheck. Like, my wife doesn't draw a paycheck, but let me tell you, she works and works and works between the kids and the house and doing stuff for the school board and doing stuff for, or not school board, sorry, the PTA, and just the volleyball teams and all of that stuff. I mean, that's work. She's doing work. So you got to have something that's producing something. And I think we should be remembered to be grateful to be able to do something. So that's my sort of Christmas, is lean into humanity and lean into making sure that we kind of keep the technology at bay to the extent that it interferes with our humanity. And for New Year's, yes, it's always the same, and it's the same this year. So I am going to go very strict carnivore again. I was carnivore super strict for an entire year. I have a YouTube channel that still happens to be up. It's Dr. Rick Carnivore. If you look at that, you'll see my whole journey losing 60 pounds and getting my blood pressure under control and my triglycerides under control and my cholesterol under control, everything. All my metabolic health markers were improved in that year dramatically. And this last year, it's been a lot harder, I think. I don't know. It's just been harder to be as consistent, but I've always said, well, what I'm going to do is if I get out of whack, because I still am, I'd say 80% at least keto, which means no carbs. So I'm really sort of keto during the week and a little bit of carbs on the weekends. I'm still not eating in general, not that I haven't slipped, but I'm still not eating pizza and things like that. But I'm going to go strict carnivore for, you know, at least a couple, 3 months and try to get this 20 pounds that I gained back off. And, but however you do it and whatever you're going to do is diet and exercise. Losing weight is 80% diet, and being healthy is, I would say, 50-50. You can be healthy and be overweight, but I don't honestly believe it's possible to be truly healthy if you don't exercise. Now, you don't have to run marathons, you don't have to, you know, do crazy stuff, but walk. And if you can, lift a little bit of weights. Ride a bike and lift a little weights. People forget about lifting weights. Lifting weights does all kinds of tremendous things for your health. It increases your muscle mass, which helps you to process glucose better. It increases your metabolism. It keeps your bone mass higher. And so I think a lot of people and a lot of, I think even a lot of doctors out there don't recommend weightlifting as part of your, you know, they just say, oh, go get some cardio, go walk. Yes, go do that. Walk, jog, bike, swim. If you swim, you might not need to, you know, that's pretty full body, but you need to be doing something with your upper body. You can't just walk. I mean, you can do whatever you want, but it will benefit you more if you add in some upper body exercises. And the easiest, best way to do that is to just lift a little bit of weight. You could get yourself a little set of weights, get yourself a little set of weights for Christmas, even 1, 3, and 5 pounds. If you're younger, you could go higher with those weights and just do a little bit of weightlifting on the day to day, 2 or 3 times a week. And it will increase your muscle mass. It will reduce your potential for injury, and it will improve your metabolic numbers. Your everything that you're trying to do from a health perspective will improve if you lift weights. So get your cardio, get your diet in order. You know, whatever you want to do, carnivore, keto. You know, if you're going to make a real radical change, you probably should talk to your doctor about it. There's the Mediterranean diet. There's a lot of different ways to do it. There's weight loss programs you could join, but there's no better time of year. It's your birthday, and then even more so it's New Year, because everything's renewing in the new year. But let's take this year and get your health in order, because you know this show is about orthopedics, but it's also about health. And you know, if you're not working towards health, then you're working against it. So, you know, it's a good year to stop smoking. It's a good year to lose weight. It's a good year to implement exercise, especially, you know, including a little bit of weightlifting into your program. And just, you know, I've had patients who've had success. You know, I have patients that I've done knee replacements on that I've told them, you know, hey, you got to go get your weight under control. I can't do it. It's not safe. And they come back and they're so grateful. You know, no one ever really told me that, you know. I'm like, yeah, my primary doc kind of said something, but nobody said, no, look, really, you really need to lose weight. And so a lot of my patients are real grateful. Some are not. Don't want to hear it, but you know, it is my job to give good advice. So get yourself under control, your health this year. It's a beautiful time of year to start that. I'll be starting to get back the 25-ish pounds that I gained this year. I will be looking to give those back into the lost pound bucket. So with that, I'm signing off for the year. I will not be here the next couple weeks. They probably could find an old Christmas or New Year's show to rerun, but I will be back the first week in January, and you have a blessed holiday season, Iowa.
This has been the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics, go to www.stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.